Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Second Chance Podcast. I'm Raphael Rowe, your host. As we near the end of 2022, we've been reflecting on previous episodes. Our retakes steer you towards those you may have missed if you're new to the show or you may enjoy catching up on. In episode 63, we talked openly and honestly about sex, sexuality, and relationships. Colin Richards, a sex and relationship engineer, came onto the podcast at the very beginning of this year to share some meaningful insights on the holistic therapy he provides to individuals and couples seeking sexual coaching. How does an erotic therapist or a sexual engineer work practically with clients?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way to describe my approach, as I said earlier on, is humanistic. I mean, obviously, I would say it took probably 5 years to sort of develop my own principles, my own way of working. I trained as a psychosexual therapist in that process. It wasn't just the massage. I had lots of other trainings that I did. But I've always been somebody who brings my experience and puts it into the pot and then fits it all together. And so I tend to be a bit of a maverick, and I approach things in the way that I feel is right for me. And fortunately, it seems to work. But coming back to the world of sexuality, even as a child, I found the approach that we had to sexuality quite bizarre. I remember as a 14-year-old, 13, 14-year-old, standing outside a cinema, and this is going to show my age, and there were two billboards out there. One was for The Exorcist and one was for Last Tango in Paris. And I can remember looking at that and thinking, why are they both graded as X-rated movies at the same sort of category? But yet one is about sex and one is about horror. And why we had this issue. And even when I was training as a masseur, I put my hand up one day. You know, it was a therapeutic massage course. It was very traditional Swedish therapy and everything. But it was me and 15 women. And there came a point where we'd learned about the anatomy, the physiology, the endocrine system. And I thought, well, now's the time to maybe ask the question about arousal. And if you're giving a massage to someone, what do you do as a therapist if somebody starts getting aroused when you're giving them the massage? I thought it was a very sensible question. And I thought for the women around me, it's, you know, going to be an issue that they're going to have to deal with at some point. And the two nurses who were the trainers, I genuinely expected to have a practical, sensible answer. And one of them giggled and said, oh, that's a typical man question. And the other one basically said, well, I just grab it and then whack it on the top and it goes away. And I went, you can't say that to people. But again, it was this issue of why are we so afraid of sexuality when every single one of us thinks about it? We're only here because of it and we all like doing it. So why can't we deal with it in a sensible, professional way? And so my approach was always like that. And then it was understanding how to allow people or enable people a space to do this. So coming back to your question about, you know, what is it? So to give you an example, let's say, okay, I'll give you an example of somebody who contacted me 2 days ago. It was a woman.
Just before you do that, Colin, what is the answer? Because you didn't get it from the trainers. Just before you jump ahead and give me the example, what is the answer to that question when a professional?
Well, okay, so when I started practicing as a masseur in an osteopath clinic to get experience, I was sort of doing work experience in osteopath clinic. I practiced what I preached, and so if he sent a person up to me to have some remedial massage, they would walk into the room. I would talk to them about what it was that they were there for. And if it was just an arm or a leg, then I didn't bother. But if it was going to be something where they had the whole body massage, even though they were keeping their underwear on or being covered with towels, I would say, and just to give you a little bit of pointers in how this is going to work. And then I would add into it, literally in the conversation, and there is a possibility that at some point you might feel aroused. If you feel uncomfortable, then I'll leave the room. Or we just carry straight on, it's perfectly normal. And 9 times out of 10, when you say that, they won't get aroused because you take the anticipation away and you've made it very matter of fact. But what I then found happening at the end of the conversation, end of the appointment, often they would turn to me and go, actually, while I'm here, you mentioned about arousal. Can I have a little chat with you about, and they would then come up with erection problems, premature ejaculation, unable to orgasm, problems in their relationship. Because let's face it, they're just laying on a bed, semi-naked. It's been a most intimate connection with anybody. And they've trusted me. So now they want to trust me with other things that they can't talk to other people about. So it became very clear that, you know, they weren't talking to their partners, they weren't talking to their doctors, they weren't talking to their priests. You know, they weren't talking to their friends even. But this little space of being in the osteopath clinic with me as a masseur gave them the opportunity. Hairdressers are dealing with this all the time. You know, they get revealed, lots of secrets revealed, you know, obviously it's in a public place, so it's less intimate. But, I mean, you know, provide a space to somebody and provide somebody with the opportunity to open up, and they will open up. So that's my answer there.
It's quite obvious when men get aroused during those kinds of sessions. What about women? Do you have the same conversation with women, or is it not necessary because they, you know, they don't get an erection like a man does, so they can disguise any arousal they're getting from a male or a female masseur?
I gotcha. I think you've just. I hate to say it, you've highlighted your, should we say, lack of awareness of female sexuality. Put it this way, and I don't mean to be unkind there, your experience of female sexuality will be very relevant to your experiences. And should we say, every time you've been in a sexual experience with a woman, the intention has been there for you and she to get aroused. You've never been in a situation where a female is trying not to get aroused, have you?
I don't think so. I'd like to think so, but I don't know. Am I having my own personal therapy here?
No, but what I'm saying is you're there for a reason. You're both there for a reason because you're both turned on. Whereas with a massage, even if the person is there to have a non-erotic experience, there are certain processes that will go on in the body and in the mind that can kick in that cause us to get turned on, even though they're struggling not to. So in the case of a female, particularly, one of the biggest complaints I have from most women is the lack of foreplay with their partners, you know, whether it's casual partners or whether it's long-term partners, you know. And there is a reason for that. I'm not knocking men, but we are generally only designed as males to have sex within 15, 20 minutes, whereas the female is designed to have sex over maybe an hour, 2 hours, prehistorically, primarily, you know, from the point of view of the biology of the body. And much of that is done through cerebral arousal as well as physical. Now, if you're having a massage, for a woman, maybe even just the thought of going for a massage where she knows that her body's going to be touched will already start turning her on before she's even gone to get the massage.
Retake 2 is a clip from episode 63, What is Sex Engineering, with Colin Richards. You can listen to the complete episode on whatever platform you download or listen to podcasts. Please share this podcast with your friends, family and colleagues, and follow the show for updates about new episodes by just clicking on subscribe. You can also be a part of this podcast by rating and reviewing what you've heard and tell us what you think. More importantly, tell others what you think by leaving some comments and feedback. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy Second Chance Podcast. Audio editing is by Audio Avalanche. The original music is by J-Row Productions. The cover design work is by Studio Minerva, and our social media creator is Sophie Warner. This episode was produced by Second Chance Podcast and me, your host, Raphael Rowe.